It's been described as the worst blow to wildlife in Israel's history. This nature reserve in the north was once a birdwatcher's dream. Migratory cranes gather here from colder climates before moving south to Africa. But avian flu has turned it into a graveyard.
The scope of the current outbreak in Israel is massive, and we see that it's not stopping in the wild animals. So it is worrisome, and I must say that with the attention of the Israeli government and other countries to COVID-19, we should not neglect other public health hazards, and we must tackle avian influenza as well.
The cleanup is taking time. The area now off limits to the public for fear of contagion.
At first, about 2 weeks ago, when they discovered the disease, about 50 to 100 dead cranes were identified here. Within a few days, the numbers reached thousands, and today there are about 5,000 to 6,000.
Israel is taking preemptive measures and has culled hundreds of thousands of chickens. The virus hasn't yet been contained. And even though we're told the threat of spreading to humans is low, it remains a possibility that needs to be taken seriously.
We fear of the possibility that the same person will get infected from human influenza and from avian influenza, and there will be genetic reassortment, and we will have a new virus that is both pathogenic and easily spread among humans. That's a theoretical possibility, but we must be very alert in order to prevent it.
At a time when the world is already struggling to contain mutations of COVID-19, with Omicron infections here expected to double and triple over the next few weeks, images like this are only making people more nervous. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Jerusalem.